Are you traveling to foreign countries for work? Do you have clients or colleagues abroad that you'd like to communicate more easily with? Then you should learn to speak a new language and make your business better. Living Language Business courses provide you with the most useful phrases, vocabulary, and cultural tips for business. Try a Living Language Business course for free by using code WSJ2016 at checkout. Visit livinglanguage.com/business to get started.
How to win at Christmas shopping.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. In New York, I'm Jennifer Strong. When it comes to online Christmas shopping, it pays not to believe the hype. So says our next guest. The Wall Street Journal's Jeffrey Fowler joins us on the line from San Francisco. Jeffrey, you say don't just trust Amazon.
That's right. I think in recent years, you know, they've become such this dominant player in e-commerce. They've convinced more and more of us to pay $100 a year for their Prime, quote-unquote, free shipping club, even though it's not free. You paid $100 for it. And the point of all of that, though, is just to make us complacent shoppers. But if you really want to save at Christmas, it really does pay to do a little bit of comparative research. One study that was done last month took the 750 most popular products on Amazon and just popped over to Google Shopping to see what they would cost over there. They found that nearly 60% of them were actually cheaper over at Google Shopping.
You say Prime's real purpose is just to make us complacent Amazon shoppers. And that was, you know, certainly true in our household. Though for myself, I'm trying to get better about looking around at other places. Do you have any tips there?
Yeah, well, my rule of thumb is if you're going to spend more than $30 on something, it's worth doing a little bit of comparison shopping. So step one, go straight to Google Shopping. That's a great place to just start. There's also two other sites that I like. Price Grabber is another one. And then a third one is called Price Jump, and that's over on savings.com. Now, of course, if you're in a physical store as well, which many people are in the holidays, it's also worth doing a quick price check there as well. My two favorite apps for doing that actually let you just scan the barcode or even actually just take a picture of the thing you're interested in. The Amazon app is actually pretty decent for that, and that'll give you the price on Amazon, of course. But if you want a broader view, I recommend an app called Shop Savvy. Again, all you do is you hold up your phone to the barcode on the product. You can maybe do that a little discreetly if you're a little embarrassed to be a bargain shopper, but I'm not. And it'll tell you the price at other stores.
You also say don't wait for Cyber Monday.
Yeah, another big holiday shopping myth. We've sort of been convinced that, like, oh, you're going to get the best deal if you do all your shopping on that Monday. Some people take the day off to get it all done that day. But the folks at Adobe who help run the websites of many thousands of the biggest websites in the U.S., they did a study where they looked at the actual prices of products throughout the year, and they found that the biggest discounts are actually on Thanksgiving Day, about 26% off on average across all those thousands of sites, versus only 20% off on Cyber Monday. So if you're not in the kitchen, do your shopping on Thursday.
Something else I enjoyed from your piece, the walk away from your shopping cart trick. You know, I have three kids and often a lot of projects going at once. I rarely walk away from my cart because I'm having second thoughts after going through the hassle of finding what I needed. But I enjoy those deals, and they do come.
Yeah, so this is something I hear from a lot of e-commerce insiders, the folks who run these websites. You know, a lot of the websites, you know, not the big ones like Amazon or Walmart, but the smaller ones are very hungry to get you to finish that deal. And many people leave purchases in the shopping cart and they never finish them. So up to like 60 or 70% of shoppers do that. So oftentimes if you do it, you'll get an email a couple days later from the company saying like, oh, here's an extra 5% off or here's a $10 coupon. So if you've got something you're eyeing and you're a little patient, give that a try.
Yep, I've received a lot of those actually. So you also recommend shopping in private mode or incognito. Why is that?
Well, a lot of sites these days will give you different offers depending on who they think you are. That could include where they think you're based, your previous shopping habits, even if you've been a customer before. So if they think you're a first timer, I was doing this actually last night, buying some chocolates for my mom's birthday. And I went to a site that I had purchased from in the past, but I did it incognito, so they didn't know it was me. And they offered me a first-timer's coupon of, I believe it was 20% off, so I gladly took that.
Wow. Any other tips for us as we head into the holiday shopping season?
If you're the kind of person who goes for like a big ticket purchase like television, that's on my list this year, and you know what you want and you're just wanting to stock and get just the very best price, there's actually a lot of apps and bots you can use to make the best price come to you. One of my favorites is called Camel Camel Camel. Yes, that is three camels in a row. And you go in and you type in the product that you're looking for, and what it does is it shows you the price of that product over time on Amazon. And then you can set a floor and you can say, all right, I want to know when that price on that television reaches $1,500, and they'll send you an email with that. That's something Amazon will not do for you. They don't show you the past pricing. And you can really kind of get lost and sort of trying to learn about the pricing patterns of different kinds of products. TVs in particular are fascinating because they go down quite a lot. The TV I have my eye on started out at $2,300 in the spring and is now down to $1,600, so $100 more, and I'm there.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Jeffrey Fowler joining us from San Francisco. Thank you so much.
You bet.
And thank you for listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.
Keep tabs on the markets. Listen to WSJ's Money Beat podcast for straight talk on Wall Street that's right on the money. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.